protection. The Second Amendment has become one of the most controversial parts of the Constitution. That amendment, written in 1789 by the first Congress and ratified in 1791 by the states as part of the original Bill of Rights, states, "A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." The meaning of the right to keep and bear arms and the segment of the citizenry to which that right applies has been heatedly debated in recent years. Specifically, what does people mean? Does people refer to the collective body, the militia, found in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16 of the Constitution? Or does people refer to every citizen individually? Well, gun rights supporters assert that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right, like the freedom of speech or religion. Gun opponents assert that the right pertains only to collective bodies, e.g., the military, the police, the National Guard, etc., and not to individuals. According to gun opponents, there is no individual right to bear arms in the Bill of Rights. That is, according to USA Today. Law-abiding Americans have no unconditional right to firearms access. That, again, is according to the New York Post. The debate over gun control offers a revealing case study of the misuse of the Constitution, the idea that the Bill of Rights guarantees each individual a right to own a gun is a constitutional illusion. Again, this is according to the San Francisco Barrister. The sale, manufacture, and possession of handguns ought to be banned. We do not believe the Second Amendment guarantees as an individual right to keep them. The Washington Post. There is no constitutional guarantee for private ownership of firearms, according to Austin American Statesman. Believing that the Constitution offers no protection for individual gun ownership, gun opponents therefore encourage efforts to restrict or ban citizen access to firearms, particularly handguns. They frequently utilize highly publicized tragic instances of violence, such as those at Columbine, Fort Worth, Seattle, so on and so forth, to bolster their argument that guns should be left only in the hands of professionals. For example, there is no reason for anyone in the country, for anyone except a police officer or a military person, to buy, to own, to have, or to use a handgun, according to Michael Gartner, former president of NBC News. The Second Amendment protects only the right to bear arms for the purpose of service in the militia and not firearm ownership unrelated to militia service, according to the statement filed by 52 law professors and historians in a Second Amendment lawsuit. The individual's right to bear arms applies only to the preservation or efficiency of a well-regulated militia, except for lawful police and for military purposes. The possession of weapons by individuals is not constitutionally protected, according to the communist organization, the ACLU. One of the few things on which both gun rights supporters and gun rights opponents agree is that law enforcement officials, the militia, and the military do have the right to keep and bear arms. Therefore, this work will examine the contested scope of the Second Amendment. Do individual citizens have a constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms? Four sources of information will be examined to determine the answer. America's earliest legal commentaries, the writings of the founding forefathers, early state laws, and the state constitutions. These four categories of information will indisputably demonstrate that a citizen's right to keep and bear arms is an individually guaranteed right, and that efforts to restrict or regulate gun possession by ordinary law-abiding citizens, no matter what humanitarian or alleged historical arguments might undergird such efforts, are unequivocal violations of the explicit protections and original intention of the Constitution. In fact, after examining the history, The Second Amendment, preserving the inalienable rights
of individuals. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Clay Parker here. If you'd like to support a boots-on-the-ground ministry that is actively and effectively spreading truth, sharing the Word of God, and furthering God's kingdom, you can't go wrong by supporting Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty. Find out how you also can become a soldier of the cross.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are broadcasting live from South Dakota. We have a college event up and coming tomorrow, so we'll give you more details on Saturday as to how that transpires, but we're happy to be here. We're happy to be with the college, the young people of the day. And again, that is the reason that we're out here. Again, put that up against Luke 19:10, and you will understand why we are here. Mark 16:15, 24:47 of Luke, and the list goes on. We're not to pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field at another time. No, now is the time. The right time to do the right thing is right now. I want to get to something today, and I want to purpose it. And the reason I'm saying that I want to purpose it is I want everybody to understand that your air's being poisoned through chemtrails, Deuteronomy 28:24. Your food's being poisoned. Your water's being poisoned. You're literally seeing the consolidation of powers. And I want to say consolidation of powers that the people are forfeiting. Whenever you refuse to stand up when the law is on your side under God, and you give way to what you call the left, I call them and define them as being the lawless. Whenever you give up that fight, you are ultimately forfeiting your God-given rights. And one of the things that we see in this country right now is the fact that we're under attack by the said powers that are tolerated from within the halls of government. And I'm saying this, folks, it's foreign to who we are as a people because they're acting as foreigners to we the people as our said representatives. They're not there upholding the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws. They're acting in a foreign manner because the bottom line is, friends, as Luke 22:48 comes to mind, is because you've been sold out. And you Americans have been sold out because you Americans have sold out your God. And that is the fact and the truth of the matter. In any, should I say, in so many ways, I can address that issue right then and there. Whenever we violate God's law, whenever we disobey the law, what we're doing is we're sowing to the flesh and we're going to reap the curse. And that's where America is at. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up today is because the only thing standing between you and your freedoms, Americans, are your God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment. When the Second Amendment goes, everything else goes along with it. So I'm going to do my best to be very thorough. I'm going to bring it upon line, precept upon precept, but I'm going to be very thorough about what I'm talking about, because the reason being is when you look at 1 Samuel 13:22 of Samuel, 1 Samuel 13:22, it says, "So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear in the found in any of the hands of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan." In other words, the Philistines were controlling them. The Philistines were ensnaring them and enslaving them. And how did they do that, friends? They disarmed them. And that's exactly what Scripture tells us to do concerning countering this issue, is use a little common sense when it comes to the issue. Because when there's an armed people, folks, what are you doing? As George Washington rightly said, the very appearance of your arms is a deterrent from the criminal, or to the criminal, to walk away and to stay away from you on so many different fronts. Let me say it this way, because another individual said it better than I just put it. And he was exactly right when he said it. He was spot on when he said it. He said, if a violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do that. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim. And when I'm talking about fearing his victim, I'm talking about the very purpose, the very reason that we are an armed people today, friends, is to do just that. I also want to show you the hypocrisy of what's going on real quick concerning what is happening in America today, how we're under attack, how the Second Amendment is continuously being assailed by our said representatives in the face of our Second Amendment, in the face of the restrictive measures that were taken in the preamble of the Bill of Rights. In face of all that, it doesn't deter them, friends. They continuously push forth their efforts. And what's interesting is how they do it. They have armed guards. They have security detail that protect them from the people that they're supposed to serve. If that doesn't raise a red flag to you or for you, I don't know it will. I mean, it's interesting how we defend our president, the said servant and representative of the people, with guns. We defend Congress with guns. We defend our governors with guns. We defend what they call celebrities, the fallen stars, with guns. We defend our sporting events with guns. We defend our jewelry stores with guns. We defend our banks with guns. We defend our office buildings with guns. We defend our factories with guns. We defend our courts with guns. And something that's just going to take you way off track here, in hopes of raising flags and opening your eyes and opening your ears, is that we defend our children with a sign that reads, "This is a gun-free zone." And might I add, folks, since we're talking about this now, 94% of all the crimes that take place, and they're found with those that mean to murder mass numbers in their manifesto, they always zero and they always target gun-free zones. That's 94% of those crimes that take place concerning guns against the disarmed is in gun-free zones. Don't tell me statistically nobody knows what's going on here. This is absolutely purposed. And the bottom line is the politicians that are in Washington, D.C. and in state governments across the borders, friends, I'm sorry, across the United States, they need to be held accountable for their crimes. And what is their crime? What is their transgression? They violated the Second Amendment. This is, folks, what in fact is happening today is what dictators do. Why would a government open the borders to military-age men, allure them in, incentivize them, and at the same time, simultaneously disarm the American people, or do their best to disarm the American people? Who are the terrorists, friends? Who are the terrorists? That's the question. Domestically, we already know the DHS has already given 72 definitions of what a domestic terrorist is, and that's anybody that is a Christian or a law-abiding American. We've already done shows on this. What is it going to take for the American people to understand that terrorism defined is a government by intimidation? And so it is, and that's where we're at today. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty tell it like it is and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Once again, we are broadcasting live from South Dakota. We're set up to do a college tomorrow. We're looking forward to it. In the meantime, we will be back in the saddle in Minnesota in the studios on Monday, Lord willing. We're talking about right now the importance of making people aware of the fact that the media would have you believe they've been working at this for a long time, friends. But the mainstream media, the mockingbird media, would have you believe that the right to individually bear arms is it's delusional. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you some quotes here in just a moment, but I want you to pay attention to the fact of this too. It's interesting how modern day politicians today, and it's vast, it's very prevalent today. They're trying to undo, listen carefully, they're trying to undo everything that our forefathers established. Nobody knew better than our forefathers, friends, as to what a tyrant looked like, what a tyrant acted like, and what he was capable of. But they also learned, and I'm talking now about the tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God, he learned very quickly as to what a godly people would not put up with. And when you read the Declaration of Independence, you'll find that very quick. Now, what I want you to understand is one of the things that I've loved doing is going to the Yorktown Museum in Yorktown, Virginia, right next to Jamestown and right next to Williamsburg. Matter of fact, it's one of my places, favorite places in the whole world to go, or at least my world. And when I was there, I noticed a picture, and I want you to see this because I took a picture for you, the viewer, and the audience. And by the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. I want you to look at what our forefathers posted during the Hanover Resolves in 1774. There's a huge quote on the wall at the Yorktown Museum, again in Virginia there, where it gives us the history of how our country was established around 250 years ago. I would remind everybody that we have the longest standing constitution in modern history, and only the Lord can preserve who we are under heaven, and that's exactly what he's done in his mercy thus far. But I want you to check this out. The quote is, "Our cause we leave to heaven and our rifles." Our cause we leave to heaven and our rifles. Remember, our forefathers used arms to ward off the enemy and to deal with the enemy in such a fashion as what they did in Lexington, in Yorktown, in Jamestown, in Williamsburg, in Boston, the list goes on, in New York, where again our forefathers threw off the tyrants. They were unarmed men, okay? And again, it's important that we all understand this, that today's politicians are doing their best to undo everything that our forefathers established. Now, I want to go back to this again just to premise this, because I'm premising today and purposing this show concerning the topic for the very purpose that Americans, you need to understand that you are under attack in every facet of your life. Corporations are tightening the noose on the control of our food, our water. We see the military spraying down chemicals through chemtrails. We see how the mainstream media and corrupt politicians are working hand in glove to upend who we are as a people by using these political battering rams. Now they've even gone so far, friends, to open the borders wide open to military-age men. And by the way, for those that didn't know, you do know that in Venezuela right now, many of the prisoners have been released as long as they promise to infiltrate America. These are felons. Newsom did it. Obama's done it. Governors across the United States have released felons back onto the streets of America. They are purposing domestic insurrection. They are doing their best to create a civil war. And the only way that this happens, friends, is when the people leave off the Lord of the land and his law. And when we fail to be that law, this is what's going to happen. Because again, in Psalm 9:16 and 17, he said, "This is what I'm going to do to the nation that forgets about me." And here we are. But this is what I want. I want you to hear what it says again. I'm just going to read it slowly. If you've heard it before, you need to hear it again. When you look at the transcription, or the preamble per se, of the Bill of Rights, what it says is this. This is the Bill of Rights, the God-given rights, not from man, not from the generosity of the state, but from the Lord. Listen carefully. "The convention of a number of states have, at the time of their adopting the Constitution, expressed a desire, in order to prevent misconstruction," this is what we're seeing today, "or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added." So they added these declaratory and restrictive clauses to further empower the people against those that might try to undo their God-given rights. "And as the extending ground of public confidence, to also create public confidence in the government, it will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution." Again, we're talking about the Second Amendment. I want you to see it. I also want you to understand that when it says a well-regulated militia, you are the militia, being necessary to the security of a free state. "The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." That means violated. I'll get to that more in just a moment. Did you know that the media right now, matter of fact, I had to take some pictures off this new documentary that we're making for you right now on the Second Amendment, But did you know that according to the Austin American Statesman, did you know that they said there is no constitutional guarantee for private ownership of firearms? Isn't that interesting? The only way for the people to defend themselves against tyrants, including the First Amendment, which is a bulwark against tyranny, it's interesting that they're trying to remove the means of the people to defend themselves from the powers that are tolerated, from the powers that are continuously propagandizing the American people through the Mockingbird media. Here's another one for you, friends. The sale, manufacture, and possession of handguns ought us to be banned. We do not believe that the Second Amendment guarantees an individual right to keep and bear arms. Isn't that interesting how the mainstream media is continuously working in the same row as corruption within the halls of government? Is anybody paying attention to this? I certainly hope so, friends. The San Francisco barrister, the idea that the Bill of Rights guarantees each individual the right to own a gun is a constitutional illusion. Do you understand that these useful idiots are being paid to deceive the people? There's nothing that could be further from the truth when it comes to the Second Amendment, as I'm proposing to you today. Here's another one. Here's the New York Post, another propaganda outlet. Law-abiding Americans have no unconditional right to firearm access. Whoa, when did this change? Well, that's what they've been doing for a long time, friends. The American people have stood back and they've allowed their kids to be indoctrinated illegally by the federal government and public schools. Then when they jump from public schools over to colleges, it even gets more blatant and obvious when they have their professors that blatantly do everything in their power to attack our God-given rights, our godly heritage. Here's another one. Here's propaganda outlet USA Today. This is the stuff that they're throwing on the up-and-coming generation, friends. There is no individual right to bear arms in the Bill of Rights. Folks, again, you can't make this up. You're either going to lawfully hold them accountable and punish them concerning the consequences of their willful transgressions against your law, or at length, friends, you will, and you can mark my words, history teaches this, you will lose your God-given rights. I suggest that we all learn that these traitors be brought to the tree. And what am I talking about? Well, Henry Ward Beecher said, a traitor is good fruit to hang from the boughs of the tree of liberty. What the American people today put up with, our forefathers would have dealt with at the very sight, at the first sightings of corruption, to kick against any of that which keeps us free as a people. Why? Because again, friends, they seen the price paid. They seen the blood shed for our freedoms in which we have today, and yet their posterity, that would be me and you, and so many in this country today have no idea as to why they were armed. They just think that it's the cool thing to be armed. They think that it's the right thing to do, but they don't exactly understand to what degree they should go if they should have to right the wrongs in which assail them on a 24/7 basis. But again, friends, that's where we're at. I want to show you one more thing before we get to this next hard break, which I'm on right now. I'll come right back in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
If you are a freedom and constitutional loving patriot who is tired of the lies and deception in media, turn your attention to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio for a sanitation of your synapses. A bold proclamation on the airwaves daily. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio will continue the nonstop battle against those waging war on our liberty and freedom.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024, at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Chad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from South Dakota, and we're happy to be here. We're going to be doing a college tomorrow night. Looking forward to that. It sounds like there's going to be some a good amount of people there, so I'm looking forward to that time and opportunity that the Lord has given unto us. But with that said, friends, I also wanted to let you know that we just got an invitation yesterday, just confirmed it today, that we will be the keynote speaker at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota this coming up early next month. I believe it's the 2nd. I'll get that information and I will post it on the schedule, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check us out on the schedule. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hey, folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do, especially all you radio listeners. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left
side of that page. Subscribe to the feed. Subscribe to that feed. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And I also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm going to get to militia before the end of the show today. Again, I'm purposing this show, and what we've titled this show is the media would have you believe that the right to an individual bearing arms is delusional. This is the thing that they're teaching your kids in public schools, and you have to understand that this is the last mercy that you have. When you forfeit that God-given right, and how do you forfeit that God-given right? You give it up, and you give it up to the lawless. And why am I saying that? Well, if you look at today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, what do they do on their outlets? They act like there's two sides to the story when it comes to our God-given rights. Let's say, for example, you're watching Fox News and they bring up someone that's pro-gun and then someone that's not pro-gun or anti-gun, okay? And what they do is the right says, you know, we have the right to bear arms. And then the conservative talking head asks the left, as if to suggest that the left has a lawful standing concerning the topic. Americans, do you understand that the minute that the debate starts, that means they're already warring and eroding your God-given rights because their objective is to actually gut the pith and marrow of your God-given rights. There is no debate. Why? Because we have God-given rights, and the lawgiver gave us the right to bear arms. There is no left side to the issue. There is no Democratic side to the issue, as if to suggest the Democrats constitutionally exist any more than the Republicans do, which they do not. This is what people need to be aware of. There is no left side to the issue when it comes to this issue, or when it comes to the rights in which God has bestowed, because once we obey them, we will be made free. But if we want to go ahead and play the diplomats and debate away our God-given rights to the lawless, then remember, your rights are not stripped from you. They're forfeited. You gave them away. Now, let me break this down for you. Let's talk about what they call gun control. Gun control is about gun control. That's their objective. And I want you to also understand something, friends. The state has the longstanding history of eradicating and genociding people more than any other group of people. Don't ever forget that. It's the state that eradicates. It's the state that murders its own people. That is the history of dictatorships, and it's exactly what we're seeing in the United States of America. Your government is, in fact, the ones, even those that have gone along as accomplices, they're the ones that went along with the few that illegally sanctioned the murder of over 70 million babies. Don't sit there and act and pretend with me as to how they're looking out for us, friends. That's not the case. When they have armed security detail around them protecting them from me, you better understand right then and there, they're at war with you. They're no longer serving you as a representative in this limited government in which we have. Nope, they now mean to strip you of your rights so they can enslave you, because they have in their little minds, their little devilish minds, John 8:44, that somehow or another, they are demigods and they are above you and you serve them. They are incorrect. That is an evolutionary view of God, and it doesn't exist in this country. Let's get this through our heads and into our hearts, friends. So when we're talking of gun control, let me say this. The Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Infringed means broken. And if infringed means broken, the infringer would mean the one who violates or is a violator. In other words, the amendment has been violated. It has been under attack to a much greater degree over the last 60 years in this country than it ever has before. And again, we have to understand who's doing the attacking. This is communistic ideologies, folks. This is a totalitarian system of government that's working to strip you of your God-given rights. And I would also lay to your candor right now, thank you, Lord, that when you look at your said representatives that are trying to strip you of your God-given rights, and as I said two times now on the show today, isn't it interesting they have armed security detail protecting themselves from you? And at the same time, again, simultaneously, they're trying to disarm you. What bridge didn't you get in to bridge about common sense as to what in fact is being played out here? I want you to listen to what George Mason said. George Mason, in fact, was called the father of the Bill of Rights. And he said in his speech on June 14, 1788, listen carefully, to disarm the people is the best and most effectual way to enslave them. James Berg, an English politician, once said, no kingdom can be secured otherwise than by arming the people. The possession of arms is the distinction between free men and a slave. He who has nothing and who himself belongs to another must be defended by him whose property he is and needs no arms. But he who thinks he is his own master and has what he can call his own ought to have arms to defend himself and what he possesses, else he lives precariously and of discretion. He lacks thereof. See, friends, the purpose of the Second Amendment is not so we can go duck hunting. You hear this all the time. And really what that is, it's a play of words, semantics, and it's a bunch of men trying to hide behind the fact that they don't want to say what they know what the Second Amendment is truly about. It's not so we can go duck hunting. It's not so we can go deer hunting. It's so we can protect ourselves and our families from criminals and from our own government if need be. That is calling it for what it is. It doesn't get any more simple than that, friends. Unlike animals, humans are not born with so many or so much of physical defenses. Many animals that eat grass, for example, have big horns. They don't want to hurt anybody. They just want to eat the grass and be left alone. What if the lions had gotten together and held a conference to outlaw horns on animals? In their minds, it would have been dangerous to allow these untrained animals to have such dangerous weapons that God gave them. And they cited several examples where animals had been accidentally harmed by horns. Now, I want to stop right there because the first thing going through the minds of the people right there is, wait a second, we're not talking about accidents, Bradley. We're talking about people taking guns and weapons and going inside of a school and shooting that school up purposely. Well, first of all, I would ask the question, who trained those people up to do the things that they just did? Number one, because wisdom is justified by her children, Luke 7:35. It's interesting how Hollywood is allowed to teach how to commit the crime. By the way, all the way up until 1968, they lawfully could not do that, and they lawfully still cannot. But if you don't know the difference, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with, and that's exactly what they're doing. And there is the U.S. Supreme Court and the 9 unelected black robe tyrants that are doing what? That are saying it's a form of free speech. No, it is not. Okay? The fault lies within the parents. The fault lies within the people to allow the crimes to be committed in the first place. Let me show you how this works. So they call it free speech. Your representatives in the Supreme Court, I said your representatives, Hollywood teaches them, television teaches them, fallen stars such as musicians teach them how to commit the crime. They go out and they commit the crime, and then when the crime is committed, the first thing the corrupt anti-gunners do is go for the weapon rather than dealing with the one that chose to commit the act of crime in the first place. What does the government do? What does the mainstream media do? Hand in glove, once again, pushing their agenda, working with all the other lawless individuals that are tolerated by over 337 million people in the country. What do? They say, we need to be more strict with the guns. Wait a second. Guns don't go to jail for the crime committed. The responsible party is the one that chose to commit the crime by pulling the trigger in the first place. I've never seen a gun in jail yet, friends. This is how ridiculous this is. Okay? Let me clarify this and make it clear real quick for all of you to understand. After the Columbine shooting, by the way, there was over 101 eyewitnesses that said there was more than five shooters in that school. I'll come right back to this in just a moment. It's important that I do to finish that point. Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, again broadcasting live from South Dakota. We got a college set up here tomorrow. And I got to tell you what, folks, when I say that this is the fastest hour on national radio, I don't think there's anybody that can refute that. My goodness, I'm just starting to get going here. And all of a sudden we got one segment left. So I got to make the most of this. We're talking about the Second Amendment. We're talking about your last line of defense, the Second Amendment. We're covering and exposing Luke 12:2, the corrupt mockingbird media and its useful idiots that would have you believe that the right to individually bear arms is delusional. No, they are delusional, to say the least. I was just bringing a summation about on putting things into a nutshell for you so you can understand them when it comes to bringing all of it and putting it into that nutshell, that summation. And what is it? During the Columbine shooting back in April 20th of 1999, it was interesting how the media worked along with corrupt government representatives of foreign countries, Article 3, Section 3, that's called treason, and they immediately tried to disarm the people. And what I said during the last segment was there was over 101 eyewitnesses that said there was more shooters in that school than just two. That was a start and a finish, a setup from start to finish to remove the Second Amendment from the arms of the people. It completely backfired. In P.S., if you go to the Columbine footage concerning Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, look at how redacted that tape is, just to further solidify my point, okay? That there was more going on in that school than we were told. But aside of that, one lady, after seeing what the government was doing along with corrupt agencies and the corrupt within the media were trying to do concerning stripping the American people of their God-given rights, or at least try to coerce them into doing so by forfeiting them, it's interesting that one guy put on the back of his tire wheel, blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. And if you remember right, during that time, it was Rosie O'Donnell that was the one that was trumpeting that the people need to go ahead and remove the Second Amendment along with other gun groups across the United States of America. Simultaneously, for those that didn't know, Rosie O'Donnell during that particular time concerning her hypocrisy, Matthew 23, verse 3, she was also having her personal bodyguard seek out a permit to carry to defend her from her alleged fans. No joke. Hey, folks, another point I want to make. Have you ever noticed that every single time a crime is committed with a weapon, isn't it interesting to note that they blame the law abiders for the crimes of the law breakers? Your government is accusing you of the said crimes of that criminal. The government is accusing you of the crimes that that criminal just committed, as if to suggest that that criminal is the representative of the people in this country. You know, it's interesting when you see people that are armed. You know, common sense tells us that it deters crime. And of course it does. Just ask them inside of the Congress and where the Senate resides in Washington, D.C. Look at how fortified they have them said congressmen and representatives that are warring against the American people. You know, I got a funny moment here, but I just feel like saying, "Nuff said." Nuff said. But Americans, are you tired of being accused of the crimes of the guilty? Me too. And you know who's accusing you? The guilty. Not just the criminals, but the criminals, not the ones that committed the act of murdering, but the ones that are advocating the murder, those that are sitting in the halls of government that are using that as an excuse to disarm you so they can further solidify their agenda against you. That's what this is about. Did you guys know of Attorney General Janet Reno? She had said gun registration is not enough. They're telling you what this is about. She said, waiting periods are only a step. Registration is only a step. The prohibition of firearms is the goal. This has been going forward through the siege under judgment. Siege means slow takeover since 1993 by that of the said Attorney General Janet Reno under criminal Bill Clinton. A former Ohio senator, Howard Metzenbaum, stated, what good does it do to ban some guns? All guns should be banned. Okay, You first. Did you hear me, Americans? You say to them, you first, but I'm not that stupid. Sarah Brady, chairman, handgun control, communist funneled concerning the finances that come into those un-American organizations. Our task of creating a totally socialist America can only succeed when those who would resist have been totally disarmed. You know, we got to ask these people, friends, before we punish them and hold them accountable for the crimes that they intend against us. We have to ask them the question, with all the communist countries in the world today, why is it that it's your objective to make America just like theirs? I mean, we can get you a one-way ticket. And I said a one-way ticket. Let's send you to Russia. Then you want to use this political battering rams. And their history teaches us that these useful idiots are the first ones lined up against the wall and shot by the people that use them to further their agenda. Major weapon sweeps and then destroying the weapons, not selling them. Hey, folks, will they say all of this? Let me show you this picture here up online. Because it's important, again, that you see how this is being played out. This is all being done through the UN. You see this picture right here? It's a sculpture at the United Nations headquarters in New York. I want you to contemplate what I'm going to tell you next. When you walk inside the door, they have armed guards protecting all the criminals inside of that building. It's called the knotted gun. It's supposed to represent non-violence. Hey, folks, if you want peace, prepare for war. Law abiders aren't going around committing crimes. They're defending themselves, their families, and their properties. And guess what? They've always had the God-given right to do so. And no man ought to take from him. But that man has to stand up and be willing to defend himself in the face. In America today, I am ready. And what's tolerated by the American people, as if to suggest those that are just incrementally trying to take away their guns, they're really there to try to protect the innocent. Nonsense. These are the ones that advocate for the murder of the unborn. These are the ones that advocate for that which God clearly condemns. They're not there on the behalf of the people and making sure that the laws are enforced. They're there doing their best to erode at the God-given rights that you might become their slaves. Period. Americans act as if what's going on here has nothing to do in effect of their personal lifestyle. You better understand something, folks. Again, this is brand new news, but just last week, the federal government now deemed itself capable of going ahead, unconstitutional, illegal, foreign to America, always has been, always will be, but they gave themselves the power now to go ahead and use lethal force against the American people. Can you make it up? Nope. You can't make it up, folks, but I'll sure tell you what the American people tolerate in this country blows me away. I am confounded. I am puzzled. I'm not, again, advocating for lawlessness here. I'm advocating that the lawful deal with the lawless. And just because it's on the other side of the aisle, friends, we have provision in the Constitution to deal with them in such a fashion. We're going to do part two to this tomorrow because, again, it's that important that you understand that they're trying to demonize the Second Amendment gun owners, those that are abiding by it lawfully. They're trying to say that it's an illusion for you to uphold the Second Amendment.